family, politics, or security.
Let's talk about the biggest conversations.
Made of trustworthy ideas.
Passionately connected
to everyone.
Let's talk.
Let's talk on the Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja.
Oxygen, you are a dreamer, and I'll be the arms you're sleeping in. You are a butterfly, and I wanna be a blue sky. You are a gypsy, and I'm on your passenger side.
A place where you can air your views.
I want to report your discrimination.
Only on your number one station for talk.
This is not the way. We cannot continue like this.
95.1 Nigeria Info. Abuja. Let's talk.
The latest updates, current and breaking issues. This is the news update.
News updates.
The Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, has sworn in Dr. Mahmuda Issa as Resident Electoral Commissioner, REC. The information is contained in a statement by the Press Secretary of the INEC. Of INEC Chairman, Rotimi Oyekomi in Abuja on Tuesday. Oyekomi said Dr. Issa took his oath of office during the Commission's weekly meeting, which had the Chairman, Professor Mahmoud Yakubu, National Commissioners and the Secretary to the Commission in attendance. He quoted Professor Yakubu as advising Issa to be loyal to the Nigerian people and always abide by the provisions of the law. The Chief Magistrate Court sitting in Yaba, Lagos State on Thursday granted bail to Afrobeat musician Seun Kuti. The court also ordered police to finish their investigation into the alleged assault of a policeman within 48 hours. The musician was arraigned by the Lagos State Police Command for assaulting a police officer, an offence contrary to Section 356 of the Nigerian Criminal Code Act. The police prosecutor, S.A. Adebese, had prayed that the court remand Seun, son of Afrobeat pioneer Fela Anikulapo Kuti, for 21 days. According to Adebese, the three-week period would allow the Directorate of Public Prosecution, DPP, to prepare legal advice. But the Defence Counsel, Femi Falana, a senior advocate of Nigeria, opposed the plea in his argument. Falana begged the court not to remand his client, adding he was not aware of an application to that effect. Seun was arrested by the police after turning himself in on Monday for slapping a police officer on the Third Mainland Bridge in Lagos. United Nations Population Fund, UNFPA, has launched an innovation to end female genital mutilation, FGM, in Nigeria. Speaking during the launch of the innovation in Abuja, Deputy Country Representative, UNFPA, Ms. Erica Goldson, said it would accelerate efforts towards ending FGM in the country. Goldson said the innovation was conceived by UNFPA East and Southern Regional Office to stem the tide of the menace. The deputy country representative who lauded the innovation called for support from relevant stakeholders to end FGM. He described FGM as a harmful act without any medical benefit, saying it had increased over the years. Goldson, however, called for ending the harmful practice to save and protect women from its medical dangers. And North Carolina lawmakers have voted to override the governor's veto of a ban on most abortions after 12 weeks. The measure was passed by the state Republican-controlled legislature in early May, but was vetoed by Democratic Governor Roy Cooper over the weekend. Republicans overturned the veto in back-to-back votes, prompting chants of shame from onlookers. The law, which cuts the window for abortion in the state down from 20 weeks, will now take effect on July 1. On Tuesday, the state Senate voted 30-20 and the House by 72-48 to override the veto. A single Republican defector could have tipped the outcome the other way. And that's news update for 8 a.m. Thank you for listening. More news comes your way 9 a.m. The Business News. I am Joy Eberebe.
Abuja.
Rising tides, tears you cry, every night seem never end. But that's just life, the last goodbye, high and dry, that leaves you empty. Descending, but it won't. You might think you need to give up, but you don't. 'Cause you don't have to move a mountain, just keep moving. Every move is a new emotion. And you don't have to find the answers, just keep trying. The sun will rise again, subside again. This is not the end, and you will love again. Summer rain, day by day, sadness fades, the wound is healing, and time goes by. Eyes will dry, and you will find someone to heal with. You might think you are descending, but it won't. You might think you need to give up, but you don't. 'Cause you don't have to move a mountain, just keep moving. Every move is a new emotion. Subside again. This is not the end, and you will love again.
information comes power. Power.
We give you more power with information. 95.1 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk. This is Morning Crossfire.
This is Morning Crossfire. Fire on 95.1 Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. It's 8:08 Nigerian time, Wednesday, 17th day in the month of May 2023. And as we begin to look at our major conversation for the hour, looking at a lot of your messages here. Let's see. Good morning. All right. This is not for now. And let's see. Lots of messages coming in. All right, I'll just wait. Looks like there is a jam on the WhatsApp portal. But let's switch up our conversation, looking at our resident doctors actually declared 5 days warning strike that is expected to begin today. On Monday, the association, the Nigeria Association of Resident Doctors, had declared a 5-day warning strike following the failure of the federal government to meet its demand. This was made known after an extraordinary national executive meeting held virtually on Monday. And according to doctors, the strike will begin on Wednesday the 17th and end on Monday the 22nd. On April 29, the resident doctors issued a 2-week ultimatum to federal government to implement the agreement or face industrial action. The ultimatum, however, ended on Saturday the 13th of May. The doctors are demanding an immediate increment in the consolidated medical salary structure to a tune of 200% of the current gross salary of doctors. And the new allowances include in the letter written by the association to the Honorable Minister on the 7th of July 2022 on the review of commerce. All right. But then again, if you also move to some of the finding by Punch here, which actually says Nigerians spend about $3 billion on foreign healthcare related services from the year 2020 to 2022, according to Punch, the total spending for the period under review was obtained from the balance of payment database of the CBN, the Central Bank of Nigeria. This is coming forward on Tuesday as the Association of Resident Doctors starts their warning strike today. The doctors are also striking despite the federal government said it has begun talks with their parent body, that's the Nigerian Medical Association, as doctors cited poor infrastructure as one of the reasons for the strike. All right. But then again, you also want to look, the last bill for medical tourism was in 2016, which is about $17 million, while the highest amount was spent in 2019, $2.56 billion, and about $783.77 million was spent in 2017, while about $1.67 billion was spent in 2018. But you can check out this if you want to look up and see some of these numbers as put together by Punch there, and they got it from the CBN. But then again, you also want to look at this critical part of the conversation, which is talking about the Association of the Resident Doctors, the warning strike as proposed by them on Monday, which is supposed to start today and end on the 22nd. One would also look at the leadership of the resident doctors. Are they also thinking in line with what the Nigerian political system is also looking forward to, the May 29 inauguration, where a new leader will be sworn into power, as we have that declaration from INEC and all that, to say what's the effectiveness of this of this warning strike at this time around? Will this government, as it were, even though they have said they are speaking to their mother body, but even this government, who is also at this point seriously thinking of rounding off, especially with the body language and the speech of Mr. President at some point every time, to tell you that I can't wait to leave office, I can't wait to be far away from Abuja, as it were. Do you think this is coming at the right time? Of what effect do you think this will make? Because one would also look at a leadership of such a respectable association will have started engaging either the new government or even before that. We remember having a conversation with Dr. Majid Dairu on one of the shows, on one of our shows here, Hard Facts to be precise, on Roundtable. And he was saying most of these people, I mean, at the time when we still had the ASO strike, to say, why not begin to engage some political office seekers at the time to know what exactly is their plan for your institution, and you begin to derive strong support in that plan of whosoever have your institution in the best interest. One would also look at, should the NED right now be speaking to this government again, or they should be engaging the new government to say, what are your plans? What exactly are you putting in place? What would you be doing as it concerns the salary of a doctor in Nigeria? That's one. Infrastructure, places where we work and how the modalities are work is going to be. Don't also forget that the conversation also spanned through a bill that is supposed to also halt medical people from traveling or relocating abroad to look for another job or all that. And of course, the Honorable Minister Chris Ngige also came out to say, you know, I can support that. You can't stop people from migrating and all that. He's also at some point said about, talks about, we have enough doctors. But then again, if you look around very closely, do we really have enough doctors, as claimed by the honorable ministers? So these are many more, some of this conversation. But most importantly, do you think this is the right timing? Do you think this is the right timing for the association to be talking about a warning strike, which starts today? What are your takes on this? And one would also look that, yes, we should give our 100% support to the doctors. Of course, we do. Of course, as a people, we also do. But then again, looking at the timing, what do you say about the timing? Is the timing right or not? That's our conversation here. And of course, you can join me via YouTube this morning. We're live on YouTube at Nigeria Info Abuja. You can tweet at me at Nigeria Info Abuja. You can call directly 0700-951-0000. WhatsApp is 00-999-30-137. These are the numbers to call, and you can join me via YouTube. Whatever works for you this morning, of course. What am I here to do? I'm here to ensure that we have a very beautiful and decent conversation. Let's talk. Hello, good morning to you. Hello? I did advise, please call me back. The line wasn't clear. Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning, Yelifu.
Yes, sir.
Abubakar calling from Gwawalada.
You're welcome, Abubakar. Let's talk.
It's not surprising that the Medical Association is mounting pressure for government to meet up its demands. It all start with the leadership. Has the current leadership demonstrated faith in the health sector of our country? Only today or yesterday was in the news that the president has spent 13 days in England attending to his medical needs. Even if the president has stayed back and made it mandatory for all public officials, serving politicians, to find so-called in to their medical find it in, within the shore of these countries. We have to build the capacity of our health sector. We encourage our doctors to stay back to serve their fatherland.
Mm.
But when the leaders at the end of our affair prefer to go overseas for their medical requirements, it's not giving hope to anybody. That is why we continue to witness continuous disaster from the medical doctors. So nobody is going to take our country until we build that capacity. We encourage our medical before this time, we are at par with India. But today, India is one of the greatest medical country in the world. They have established capacity in medical field, in pharmaceutical production. They are forced to be reckoned with. And from their leadership, why will President Buhari be going to London for his medical needs? It's uncalled for. I wish by now, maybe President Buhari could have instituted establishment of residential clinic here in Abuja or anywhere in Dora. It is possible.
All right, thank you, Abubakar. Hello, good morning to you. All right. Hello, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Bidonia.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Chinedu from Warrington.
You're welcome, Chinedu.
You are asking if it's the right time for these people to go on strike.
Yes, the warning strike.
Yes, and I say that is the right time.
Okay.
Bidonia, I didn't know what I said right time.
No, sir.
People in Nigeria always politicize everything. If these people should wait the new government to come, what they will tell them is that they want to retire the new government, they don't want the new government to work. But now, these people have been facing for their needs, they have been demanded. So now, if they go to this side, if new government is coming, it will make it on ground that these people have been facing for their needs. Because it's just uncalled for. There is no any political leader in this country that can attend to Nigeria hospital, can attend to Nigeria doctor. Whoever that is sick, is flying, you are the one that is reading the medical bill. If you are not going to see from the pressure from dollar, don't you know that dollar will come down? But they are pushing oil every day. We are here in Abuja. You see the way those people go after for medical bills, you begin to ask yourself, is it not the same discussion that we all of us are? That even when you go to a specialist hospital, you go rather here, for you to even get the money to pay for medical bills becomes a problem. People fly in and out every blessed day. So it's good those people should go and also demand, because not all of them are wish to go out to pray for Japa. So the ones that is made here, take care of them so that they will take care of us. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Chinedu. I appreciate your contribution there. Let's go here. Hello, good morning to you. Hello?
How was the work, sir?
Very well. Good morning to you.
Yeah, this is Engineer Ola.
Engineer Ola, you're welcome to the show. Let's talk.
Yeah, what up, my brother? Yes. Sahel, I want to just give you a little example. Sahel, okay. In the line of work I do, there are some critical work when they say we should do. If I tell my boys, go and do that work, they will be scared or something. You know what I do? I go up, and I took care of the business. So when they see the way I took care of the business, immediately they follow. They did that lead by example. That is the only English. That is the only simple line I want to tell you. A leader, by example. I go up there, and I do what I need to do, and they follow. So when people come, you know the one that pains me most is when people come online and try to defend our leaders. Annoying. And that is why you see that sometimes I barely like to contribute anymore. Because we Nigerians are... So, I used to tell people.
Engineer Ola, are you there? Oh, wow, that reconnecting sound won't let you be. Hello, good morning to you.
Hello.
Please turn down the volume on your radio sets.
I've done that. Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
Hey.
First time caller.
Yeah.
Wow, Evans, welcome to the show. Can you raise your right hand?
Yeah, so it's with me now. I need some check.
Good. Say, I, Evans.
I, Evans.
Solemnly affirm.
Solemnly affirm.
To continue to call Nigeria Info.
To continue to call Nigeria Info.
To participate on all shows.
To participate on all shows.
And if I'm outside of town, I will listen via the app.
Yes, if outside the town, I will listen via the app.
So help me God.
So help me Almighty God.
You're welcome to the family. Take your share, okay?
Yeah, thank you. This is my favorite decision.
Thank you.
If I want to get all the news, this is where I go to and get the news.
It's good to know. Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm happy that you know, I was noticing that if in a country like this, all our things, they should be the law, we tighten it from me. The way you prepare your house, you need to do a better time you like, rely on it. If you need that, you see our leaders all jump after the country for medical tourism. Not in weeks, not in week, they can't attend any of our clinic here, they go abroad. Then you tell me that the doctor should go. One of the reasons why the doctor goes like that. So for that thing, the doctor should practice it for 5 years before going out. So if Nigeria is a serious country, by now we are supposed to have prepared how to record that letter. Are you getting me?
Even the honorable minister said that is not a workable bill. They should think about another strategy when they are thinking about brain drain. Thank you, Evans. Thank you. I've got to let you go because we need to run for a quick commercial break. Stay with me. We'll be right back to take more of your opinions on Morning Crossfire. I'll be right back.
Let's go. 95.1
Nigeria Info.
Abuja.
This is Morning Crossfire.
And welcome back. And Mahmoud Mohammed on YouTube says, good morning. Any association that can easily go on strike for every demand, you will see that sector is comatose. There are ways like lobby, use other pressure from other association and engagement. All right, let's take on more calls here. Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning to you.
My name is Aguma Waid.
Okay.
I'm actually calling for the first time. Trying to reach you.
You're welcome. You're a first-time caller?
Yes, sir.
All right, raise up your right hand. Say after me. Oh, wow. Sorry about that. Call me back. Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning, LFEZ.
Good morning to you. Your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Oluwakemi, and I'm calling from Abuja.
Oluwakemi, you're welcome. The queen of what's happening in Abuja.
Good morning, how are you today?
I'm very well.
I'm just calling to say thank you to Nigeria Info. Sorry, I'm not cold.
That's right. Oh. Oh, so sorry, but how do you feel today?
I'm a lot.
Oh, thank God.
Thank you so much.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day. You're welcome. Okay. All right. Good morning on Bode Jod. Like to number, leave him alone. If Mr. Bode Jod was politically relevant, he would have won Lagos PDP, won the Southwest for PDP. Mr. Bode must go to Ghana. Abbas from Duse sends that in. Hafsat says, good morning, LFEZ. To me, this warning strike is a wake-up call to the federal government because the tenure is nearly ending and nothing much have been done to our health sector, and yet people are traveling outside for medication. Thank you, Hafsat, for sending that in. And Nancy says, good morning, the billionaire. Is this government really disengaging when they are just applying to borrow, planning to launch an airline by fire, by force? The resident doctors are well within their rights to express themselves. The government is still working as they claim, so they should respond. After all, they are the ones that cause whatever the doctors are complaining about. If you go to the district hospitals and see how few the doctors are, our health personnel are, you would understand why people are dying for lack of care. A nurse can only do so much. Where is our president? Where is BAT? Meanwhile, they are about to pass a law that our young doctors should not jackpot. I beg you. And Nancy sends that in. Our president is back to the country. BAT, yeah, still looking out for investors out there. All right, let's go and take some more calls. Hello, good morning to you.
Sir, LF Easy.
Yes, good morning to you, sir.
Morning, sir. This is Mazi Destiny Anthony.
Mazi Che Kwenu.
Yeah.
You're welcome to the show. You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah. And, thank you for the visit the other day.
You're welcome, sir. It was good to see you too.
Yes, sir. Sahel,
yes, sir.
On this medical doctors going on strike, I support them. But at the same time, you know, I think I had them asking for 15% of, you know, whatever our budget is for our budget for the year. I don't know if I'm right, if I'm correct.
I mean, there are a couple of issues, Mazi, because...
Yeah, I know, they raised several other things. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But I have a problem with that 15%. If they ask for 15% of 100%, that is the total money for the budget, education might come now and say, they give us 25%. By the time they share it by that percentage, you discover that some other sectors, some other ministries won't get anything. Because if you are going by 15%, Sahel, 5% of 10 billion is bigger than 15% of 100 million. I don't know if you have seen the angle I'm coming from.
Yes.
If you are going by percentage, if we have little and you're asking for that 15, if they give that 15, you still find out that nothing can be done. I think we need to sit down as a nation. Look at how we are running our nation. Look at areas where we are going to pull money from. Take, for instance, it's way too expensive the way they operate. You look at the president's convoy, you look at the governor's convoy, you look at some ministries. Sahel, do you know that there are some parastatals, just DG of one parastatal, he has convoy with two SUVs. He's not a minister. Maybe people will call and start mentioning him. I don't want to call him because I know people, they are not going to put them for problem. Why are you moving with that kind of money? How much is an issue?
But to be honest, Mazi, I mean, talking about the percentage, I mean, from the budget for healthcare, you also want to look at the kind of healthcare system that we even have. I mean, Mazi, I know that you know very much. What's the situation of a lot of primary healthcare as you have it? I mean, you can also see, you can also go, you walk into some primary health cares, the area where they are, there is no electricity, there is no gen to power electricity. I was speaking to a nurse who works close to a primary health care somewhere in Edo State. You need to hear what she was telling me. That there was a day that she was in the hospital and a pregnant woman was rushed there. There was no light. They were told to use candle. And she said no, she had to go and bring her rechargeable lamp. So you can just imagine some of these things. So
that is what we are saying. If we make demand, pull and... Because this that you're talking about now, like providing generator... Or solar system for some of this primary healthcare. Because where the mental work is, it's not in all these big hospitals. So it's only serious cases that are taken to, you know, like all these big specialty hospitals. The real healthcare, whatever, that serves the people, majority of us, is this primary healthcare, those small health centers. That is where, that if you get it right at that primary healthcare, forget it, the rest of the issue is okay. So if we move forward from all these other people where we have wastages, then you will have enough. You won't be asking for this percentage, give me 15%. Even if it's 5%, you know that the 5% is quality, you know, enough. There's enough, you know, to go around and attend to needs.
All right, thank you.
People should be attended.
Thank you.
Be attended to the doctor. Listen to. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you, Mazi. And of course, there are also some particular ailmen that are not that are just motivated by hunger. When people eat, they'll get well. We hope to do better. Asu Peter here on YouTube says, good morning, Sahel. The solution to Nigerians' problem is with Nigerians. Those in authority, are they for themselves and not for the masses? Another question there. Let's go on to take on more calls here. Hello, good morning to you.
The billionaire.
Yes.
Morning, sir.
Morning to you, sir.
Billionaire, 29 never reached the amount of hold of office you are, people are taking under you. Okay. I'm sure the presidency will not investigate. Let me get to know before you go swear in president before 29. The billionaire.
Yes, you're welcome.
I'm just coming out from Bongolada Hospital.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay.
Everywhere is calm. The consultants are available by the grace of God.
Okay.
But I just pray nobody has emergency issues. Because I don't know if the doctors are really available. The Minister of Labor is a doctor, he's a medical doctor. If I can't tell, but I know he might have an hospital. He knows how these things run. So he should be in place to fix this sector and put an end to this numerous strike every time. But I think, as I always said, when an educated man begin to behave like an illiterate, check very well, there's something behind it. I want to talk on the Labour Party, I think, where you play before.
Yeah.
It marvels me that what Apapa is doing to the Labour Party, as old as it is, as elderly as it is, you know, this tells you that these politicians don't mean well for Nigerians. They are just there for themselves, not minding when they will leave to meet their ancestors. You know, they will always send their children out to say, bring back good name. But you as a father, when your child is putting your bag in the car for you to go to work and come back with good thing, you forget that you might also bring bad name to your children. What is doing about River State and Labour Party? And somebody said, why are you afraid of a tribunal? After all, you will say, if you are not satisfied, go to court. Now, people go to court. You are fighting for them to withdraw their cases. I wish our Nigerian, the young youth, the young ones will learn and begin to find how to reposition this country, because these elderly men, they mean nothing for us. Right. They just want to make them for themselves. Have a blessed day, my brother.
All right, thank you, Justice of Peace, your opinion there. But then let's go to WhatsApp and see some of your messages. TY from Maraba says, good morning. Is there anything wrong for patriotic citizens to request or demand for its government to do the needful? All times are right, whether an incumbent or government to come should listen to the yearnings of its patriotic citizen. All right, thank you. And Wale from Kubwa says, well done, Elefizi. Our health system has been abused by our leaders. It's a shame to see that our leaders going out of this country to seek medical care. The country they went to has invested in their medical system. Why can't we do the same here? God will deliver us from these leaders. The president will only realize his degree of failure after leaving the office. It's a matter of 12 days' time. God bless Nigeria. Those are your words via WhatsApp this morning. And social engineer Comrade Fudu says, we spend our time, money, intellectual energy to talk and write articles that are aired by you, the presenter, for years now. We have been talking on radio, but there is no sign that our leaders listen to us and ready to do the needful. Sometimes I feel I am wasting my time to craft write-ups that are aired on radio. It's disgusting that we have not made any significant progress in any area of human endeavor since gaining independence. You think we've not made any progress? Comrade Fudu thinks so, and he feels bad about all the time. But we will keep engaging. And that's it. We'll keep engaging until we get the desired result. And somehow we're getting results. It might be slow, but we are getting results. Austin from Kubwa says, it's perfect time for doctor strike. It shows the failure of the outgoing government and a wake-up call for the incoming government. Those are your words this morning, Austin from Kubwa. Sorry that didn't stay true. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning to you.
How are you?
I'm very well. If you can just speak up, I did appreciate it.
Ahmed from
Gagoleda, you're welcome. Let's talk.
The doctors that they want to go on strike is for their own best interest.
It's for their own what?
They're asking for 200% increase their salary. So they that they don't even go to work. They have private hospital where they will even carry patients to their own district, to their own hospital clinic.
How about the infrastructure? How about the infrastructure? How about the infrastructure? Yeah. How about the infrastructure? They are asking for better infrastructure. Is that also for their own interest? You said the 200%. They are asking for their own interest. That's why they are going on strike, right?
Yes, yes.
So I'm not asking you. I say, Ahmed, how about the infrastructure they are also asking the federal government to improve on? Is that also for their own interest?
Let me tell you. About how many percent this figure? Out of this 4 or 5 demand, 4 is for their own interest. They are asking for hazard allowances and all that. Let me tell you.
Okay.
The government should not give them anything. They should not give them anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they should.
What they are asking for their own interest. They
okay. So if government, if you are saying government should not listen to them, so they. The doctors should continue with their strike and let people be left unattended to. Is that what you're saying?
It will be a shame on them. It will be a kind of repercussion will be on them because they are not asking for the reality.
Okay.
They are asking for their own interest. Things that will favor them.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ahmed. Your opinion, though. Okay. Hello, good morning. Yes, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning once again. I'm not in total agreement with the last caller, but there must be a clear code policy that will address the issue of double dealings by some medical doctors who are on the payroll of government, and a substantial part of working hour you devoted to all your clear private endeavors, attending other private clinics. Attending individual patient outside your working enclave. So we have to be honest.
Okay.
And when Nanani Akecha in the Dawa Dawari, they are more than that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Abubakar from Gwagwalada. Hello, good morning.
Let me be.
Angry Shaker.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Abubakar.
You're welcome. Let's talk.
Concerning the strike,
yeah,
it's so unfortunate that the federal government is dealing with some important structures in our country. I don't think the medical act of 2020 strike also is the answer to the most important.
A lot of our conversation right now, I can hear a lot of them. Can you change position and let's see. Okay. Hello, good morning to you. Okay, sorry that didn't stay. Let's go to WhatsApp and take some of your calls via WhatsApp this morning. Hello, good morning. Okay, that also didn't stay true. All right, on the doctor's strike, Yusuf from Abuja says the collapse of the health sector is caused by the governors, and in the past, local government fund dispensary, while general hospitals and state university teaching hospitals are under the state government, the governors have hijacked the fund. So how can the grassroots enjoy health care? Federal involvement relates mainly with federal medical centers and federal university teaching hospital, mainly enjoyed by elites in the cities. Nigerians should hold their state governors accountable instead of the narrative. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, your name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, my name is 23.
Your name is?
23.
23. Okay.
Yes.
4-5. You're welcome. Let's talk.
Excuse me. See, some people will tell you that the doctors need to be patriotic. They should understand that there's no money, that the government does not have money at hand to pay for all these things they are asking for. But in your newspaper review this morning, you heard that the government has set aside $3 billion for several package to pay the ministers and the president, vice president, that is the executive, $3 billion. They should also be patriotic and understand that the government does not have money. They should also go and leave office without collecting any grant package. Just like the doctors, what they're asking the doctors to do, they cannot do it. And people will call here and tell you that they need to be patriotic, that the government does not have money, that is not realistic. Meanwhile, the government...
Oh, 23. Sorry about that. You might have to call me back. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning to you. Your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Jacob. I'm calling from Toby.
You're welcome, Jacob. Let's talk.
I just want to comment on this issue of doctor strike.
Mm.
Independent strike. I want to align myself looking at what one of our caller, Ahmed, had just said.
Mm.
You see, the health situation in the country will not improve the way it's supposed to be until doctors that are working for government should not have their own private hospital.
Hmm.
You see, most of the time, if you have stay close to people, gate men. You know, gate men know the secret of everywhere.
Hmm.
Institution, gate men know the secret. In some of the quick, some of them, they will tell you what is happening to the hospital. Most of these equipment will say, because you have, the government don't have them, they will buy them. The doctors will connive with people that are working there through the gate now. They will let them to go and work in our hospital.
Hmm.
I don't want to mention it. If you are close to gate men, any institution, they know the secret of that hospital or that particular establishment. So until there's a law forbidding them from not doing their private practices, once you are a government worker, you should not have your private hospital abandoning government work when you are being paid to go and do your own, to see a patient to be suffering, they will call you because most of the time when you call them, if they have been surgery, in their hospital, they cannot abandon that surgery to come and take to the person in the government hospital. This is what is happening.
Okay.
So that demand is not the way you are looking at it.
Okay.
So that's where I look at it. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, your opinion there. Hello, good morning to you.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, my name is Black. I'm calling you from Beza.
You're welcome, Black. Let's talk.
Yeah. Yes, sir. So the thing is, this last caller, right, is on point, and at the same time, is not being fair. If you talk about doctors having extra another their own hospital, their own where they do their own business, right? So the question is, why do you think the doctors just wake up one morning? It's because the current place they are working, the pay is not good. And you will not blame anybody who tried to make extra money. What do you make of police people, policemen who have farms? As a policeman, you have farm. The day they will send you to go and guide a particular place, you will leave your duty post and go and check your plants and go and check your farm. So let's be realistic. These guys are not properly paid. They are not properly paid at all.
Black, you honestly think that if they have improved payment, some of these things won't happen?
It will happen now. These people have families. How much is school fees now? How much is school fees? How much is food stuff? Go to the market. You can't even go to the market with 50K. You will not know what to use the money for. And you're telling me that as a medical doctor, I should not find a way to get extra money when the people are supposed to take good care of me are not doing a good job. Look at the... Okay, fine. Before I go, Look at the, what you call, the government officials themselves. These guys live, they're almost like, you know, they live more than a king. They live more than a king. And you're talking about health sector, health sector. The government are joking with our health, joking with our education. And somebody will now come and tell you that, okay, fine, how do you think a doctor will now practice, you know, deliver a quality job on a particular patient when his wife, when his children are out of school, when there is no food at home, when there is house rent to be paid? Let's be realistic, I beg. Thank you, brother, for the opportunity.
All right. Thank you, Black, for joining on the conversation this morning with me. Appreciate you. Your take there. All right, let's take another one here this morning. Hello, good morning.
Hey, hello, hello, Baba.
Yes, good morning to you.
This is Engineer Ola calling back. I don't know what yanked me up when I was giving my own little this thing.
Yes, you're welcome.
Yeah, sir, you know, somebody said they will be telling us to be patriotic, and I like that statement. When our leaders, when are all these our leaders, when are they ever been patriotic? That's my own question. Sahel, you know, I was talking to us about leading by example. When something happened in my book, I lead by example because I'm the leader. But when something happened in our own country, they will be telling us, the citizens, to be patriotic. Why the leaders are not patriotic? The last time when the president went to UK, when they say he went for Kinshasa, something like that, and then they say he stayed back to do his deed. See, let me tell you something, Sahel. You see, I want to this, and this is my statement for the Nigerians who support blindly. Can you sit down by yourself and ask yourself, are you being sincere to this country by supporting what you believe is not right? That is my question. Thank you very much, Sahel. God bless and God bless Nigeria.
All right, Engineer Olade. Okay, let's go to WhatsApp and look at some of your messages here. Before we go on this break. Good morning, Elefizia. I am of the opinion that the fractional chairman of Labour Party is working for some politician to help put instability in the party, but I advise Mr. Papa to consider the party, the country, and bury his personal agreement to save the party and allow the party to prosper. Dikin Emmanuel Okudili, the sensor in this morning. Sir L, my name is Charles from Abuja. I think the problem we are facing with our health centers is because of the government officials patronize medical doctors abroad with their family. Those are your words this morning, Charles from Abuja. And let's see, can we take one more call? Just one more call. Hello, good morning to you. Yes, good morning to you.
Good morning once again, but we have sympathy.
Let's allow others join. You have called, yeah. Thank you. Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. NFC.
Good morning to you, sir.
I love it. Good to you this morning. My name is Ambassador Ade. I'm coming you all the way from Google 6.
You're welcome, Ambassador Ade.
Connected to the airport.
Thank you.
I know that was the contact. Yes, I just want to thank you for the good work you have done.
Thank you, sir.
And always
drink water. Thank you. I appreciate you, Ambassador D. Good morning, Sir L, the youngest Bilonia. I just tuned in to listen to you guys quite a while. Yes, yeah, so I misplaced my earpiece, thank God, for cheap and manageable earpiece from the roadside vendors. I have to listen to you guys again. Amzi, it's good to know that you are listening in. Thank you so much, Amzi. And of course, Tokwe. Also, here, Tokwe says, my personal person, you are on the side of the morning today. Trust you slept well. Good morning to you. Thank you so much, Tokwe. I appreciate you. Let's see. Do I see any other message? Sorry, some of your calls coming in. I can't take any of them again because we're looking eyeball to 8:55 where the commercials are waiting. They are waiting to just let you in on a lot of these things. Okay, please, Sir L, not only the medical sector are suffering from brain drain, almost all sectors. Will they now stop everyone from looking for better life? O2 from Cairo. In fact, O2, you have even led me to one conversation now. The truth is, do you know how many tech young men and women that are leaving the country? Tech, do you know? If it's not more than medical guys, it will be very close. Do you know how many tech guys? Let's go for a quick commercial break.